And if your only information system that is really respected is financial accounting, and I'm not against it, it's necessary, but it's an incomplete information system because it does not deal with people. It doesn't even claim to. It might record their activities, it might record their costs, but it says nothing about their hearts and minds, their power, their capacities at all. Well, how do we build our reward systems? On information. And if your information deals with things, what are the reward systems going to reward? Short term, hard data. Someone said one time, I had to give him a one, he deserved a three. One means immediately promotable. I said, well, if he deserves a three, why did you give him one? He gets the numbers. I said, well, isn't that good? He said, yeah, but it's the way he does it. I mean, he has so alienated so many people. We've lost so many people. And he's nothing but a source of problems and troubles everywhere he goes. But he knows how to get the numbers. And I said, well, I'll bet I can guess what you've tried to do. I bet you have talked to him about it. And maybe when you're really upset, chewed him out a little. And I bet you tried to get him psyched. And I bet you got him assigned to some training program or something of this nature. But what happened? Nothing. Maybe for a day or two, a little shaping up. But he falls back to his preferred style, right? He said, exactly. Well, what can you do? You see, he's worked at the personal level, the interpersonal level. He's trying to work at the managerial level, not the organizational level. You're dealing with an ecology. You're dealing with an interrelated reality that's very complex. I said, well, if you work at all four levels and at the organizational level, develop an information system which gives data on those people he interfaces with, other departments, the people who report to him, the people to whom he reports, customers if he relates to them, internal customers, see, anyone, so that they share their feelings, their feedback, their perceptions. And that data is gathered systematically, carefully, scientifically, not anecdotally. Anecdotal means mother-in-law research, a little information here. Someone said this. No, it's not solid, it's not dependable, it's incomplete, it is not respected, but scientific gathering, perhaps in anonymous ways, data from all people. Let that be part of it. Then say that one-third of the evaluation or the promotion opportunity or the salary, whatever, comes from that kind of data having to do with people. We call these stakeholder information systems. And two-thirds from financial accounting. Now what do you think will happen? Well, it speaks his language, the language of his wallet. It attaches into him. Why? Because that's what's important to him. He's out there making money. If he wants to make money, he's got to do a number of other things. If he's not willing to do those other things and he gets this data and it hurts his wallet, he may select himself out of that culture. Or he may do the interior work necessary to accommodate that new reality. But that will shape him up relatively fast because it works at all four levels. But you neglect the organizational level. You neglect the kind of information that is gathered because it only focuses upon things and not people. And your information system is the basis on which reward systems are established, then you have set into operation a dynamic right from the organizational end that will have a negative repercussion on the managerial, the trust level, and the personal level. Any comments, questions on this concept of it versus people paradigm?
I was just thinking along the lines of your information system, that if you don't do some maintenance today on your assets, you can still get high production, but the asset is going into decline. And if you're not measuring the productivity capability in some way, the people, the machines, and so on, you have no way of knowing that your business is actually going down the drain because the productivity, the getting the numbers, is still up there.